This is Ted Kennedy. Satellite technology is creating education breakthroughs. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, a study by the Congressional Office of Technology Assessment demonstrates the effectiveness of using satellites to link classrooms by TV so that better courses are accessible to more students. The idea is to beam good teachers and courses into schools where adequate traditional instruction is unavailable. It can also be used to train teachers by beaming teacher certification courses into schools in deprived areas. Satellite technology is the wave of the future in education. It's called distance learning, and it allows two-way TV interaction between teachers and classes. Often, it's as effective as face-to-face instruction. It's especially useful for math, science, and foreign languages, where qualified teachers are in short supply throughout the country. Too many school districts don't have access to this satellite technology. We need to make it more available. I know you're for Star Wars, Al. What about Star Schools?
No, we're going to beam you up, Ted. I have consistently supported improved instruction in mathematics, science, and foreign languages by way of satellite. But development of the Star Schools program has already cost the feds $35 million, and at least two of the four demonstration projects were already in existence, providing these same courses to rural communities by way of satellite. The original legislation called for a one-time expenditure to purchase the hardware necessary to set up the program and to establish demonstration programs. Now that these programs are in place, the quality instruction of technical courses is and will continue to be accessible to our more rural elementary and secondary schools. I hate to always be the Scrooge when it comes to fine programs like this, but is it always necessary for you to keep sticking the federal government with the bill? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.